Welcome back after the break. This is Richard Ruling on Hebrew Nation Radio, speaking audio, and on the video part, it's YouTube for SDAs, Seventh-day Adventists. That's my background. And want to share a goodbye to Hebrew Nation Radio for taking a leave of break. I'm going to be attending the Adventist General Conference session in St. Louis, but I've shared a lot of information, that new information that I think is high value, but running out of fresh stuff. And so I just, I'm asking, it's a chore for me. I'm not a preacher, really, and it's hard for me to get 25 minutes just to talk like this, like preachers do, and then do it again. 1 hour every week is a lot. I don't have new information. I want to summarize, really, what I'm taking to the General Conference as an appeal to wake up, and hope that you might enjoy and like it as well. And I can send you an email with it in print if you might like this. But for right now, I'm going to read it, if you'll excuse me. Three timelines for SDA persecution in 2023. Wow, isn't that something? Well, I think maybe a Hebrew Nation as well, Sabbath keepers. The fact is that the papacy has because they made Sunday the day of worship instead of the Sabbath, this is why they wanted to get rid of the Jews. In World War II, the Pope Pius XII signed a concordat with Hitler to make the world Catholic when he won the war, which is why Italy and Spain joined the war with Germany, and they just didn't figure on America joining from across the ocean as we did to intervene and put them where they belong. If it hadn't been for America, the world would be Catholic today. We were a Protestant nation, but since then, the strategy is UN, okay? United Nations, global government, and that's the road to supremacy for the Pope. Well, I hope not, but yes, it will come. It will be. That's the image beast in Revelation 13, image of the sea beast, the papacy. The papacy is the sea beast, first beast. Then comes the land beast, America, lamb-like beast, two horns without crowns, government without a king, pope, a church without a pope, Protestant America, but it speaks like a dragon and causes the world to make an image of the first beast, the papacy, and that's the UN. And it's the UN that makes everybody worship falsely, okay? Compels, you can't buy or sell without a mark, etc. Well, we're getting there fast, really fast. But before it comes, some big stuff. God is going to give his side power for 1260 days in Revelation 11, verse 3. And they have the power to shut heavens and turn water to blood. Those are the trumpet plagues of Revelation 8. And yes, we'll be blamed for bringing all this trouble on the world. Just like Elijah was blamed when Ahab said, "Are you the one that troubles Israel?" And Elijah said, "No, it's you that troubled Israel." False worship, okay? And by the way, worship is a word that means worth-ship. Does not mean we have to get on our knees and pray to the Pope, but Sunday is false worth, okay? It's not in the Bible, in the New Testament, except mentioned as the first day of the week 8 times. 6 of them have to do with the resurrection, but it doesn't say you're supposed to worship on that day. In the book of Acts, it's the first day is only mentioned once, and it was just that Paul was having a meeting and leaving the next morning to go somewhere. And Sabbath, though, is mentioned half a dozen times. It says every Sabbath. That was the day of worship. It wasn't that they were keeping the Lord's Day Sunday. Okay. Well, the world, the evangelical world, needs to understand that before they do it to us. As they compel everybody and they go along with the papacy, as they so far are with Sunday. Well, I'm taking this warning now to Adventism in St. Louis a week from now. Please pray for me. Actually, interesting coincidence that I realized that I am arriving there on Tuesday night, and on Wednesday I'll be handing this out on Pentecost from my perspective of how to count the times. Complete weeks based on the lunar calendar. And don't need to go there or explain that right now. So, title of my handout is Three Timelines for SDA Persecution in 2023. If a watchman sees a sword but does not give a warning, their blood is on his hand, in Ezekiel 33:6. So here's a sword. Ellen White was asked what it would be like at the end of time when she saw a sudden storm of persecution and that would result in pastors gone and not seen again. And the following two points support her position, but what I want to do now is look at what she actually said, okay? And so hang on, I've got to click and insert this into my URL, and here it is coming up. A man by the name of Will Ross, now deceased, was a personal friend of the fellow who wrote this, and they would visit on Sabbath afternoons. They knew each other for 40 or 50 years. And before Will Ross died, Elmer Johnson wrote this. About 1908, they were on a walk, Will Ross with Ellen White. And he asked her what it was going to be like at the end of time. And she told them that as they stood at the railroad station or depot in Loma Linda, that a terrible storm of persecution was coming, just like a windstorm that blew down every standing object. There was not a Seventh-day Adventist to be seen. They, like the disciples, forsook Christ and fled. All who had sought positions were never seen anymore. After the storm, there was a calm, and then the Adventists arose like a great flock of sheep, but there were no shepherds. They all united in prayer for help and wisdom, and the Lord answered by helping them to select leaders among them who had never sought positions before. They prayed earnestly for the aid of the Holy Spirit, which was poured out, and they then went forth, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, terrible as an army of banners. That's a quote from Song of Solomon, to give the message to the world. Will Ross was astonished and asked if it applied to Loma Linda. As they were standing there looking in the direction of Loma Linda, the railroad station, and Ellen White said that it applied to the whole denominational world. And I'm wondering if it applies to all Sabbatarians as well as Seventh-day Adventists. But that's a quote from White Estate has this. It is a PDF, and I can put the link below, or actually get my whole page, and it has all the references at this point. So anyway, that's number one statement. You know, God won't do anything without revealing it through his prophets. And Seventh-day Adventists believe Ellen White is a prophet. Persecution is coming. Number two, Christ's last night shows end time events. He said, smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. Well, Daniel 12:7 shows that there is a scattering of the holy people, and it is future. And it implies if there's that the shepherds are smitten. So we want to look at the timing, and the next text implies timing. It's Matthew 24, verse 49. It's the last little parable of Matthew 24 when Christ was asked about the end of the world. He says it's like this, it's like this, it's like this. But my point is that, let me explain that later. It's when the evil servant smites his fellow servants, then shall the kingdom be like 10 virgins. And the 10 virgins, Christ implied the timing too when he said, watch, a clue for Passover, but it's not like you think. He said, you don't understand. Badly translated, you don't know. But it means, eido means be aware, consider, perceive, understand. He was saying, you don't understand. It's for the kingdom of heaven's like a man traveling to a far country. Well, we just think he's changing the subject, but the reason for them not understanding was because it's like a man traveling to a far country, and Passover was a time of judgment, but traveling to a far country meant second Passover. If they took a long journey and couldn't get back in time for Passover, they were to keep it a month later, as in the days of Noah. Also, that was another provision, a 9-11 provision in Numbers 9, verse 10 and 11. For Passover a month later. Flood came that way, okay? And each time Christ said you don't know or you don't understand, it's like the far journey, it's like Noah, etc., second Passover, because Christ himself understood his law and it provided that provision, and he took the long journey to heaven. And I think as a confirmatory sign for us, we will be in contact with a dead body. That was the other provision. Noah had contact with a dead body. Methuselah, his name meant when he dies, it will come. And Noah buried his grandfather. Methuselah died as a sign the flood was impending. And Noah was unclean. I think he could wash his hands and be clean. But really, they allowed 1 month after death before, and if your wife dies, Aaron died, going into the promised land, they mourned him for 30 days. And then forget it, okay, on to the next stuff. We shouldn't spend time mourning and mourning and mourning about a lost loved one. Get up and on to something else, I think. So basically, the 9/11 provision, I believe for us, we will see or have contact with a dead body from as a result of, you know what, when people think they've got a flu or something, you know. Anyway, just want to say that the timing fits Christ's provision for a second Passover, and he himself was, he said, not one jot or tittle will pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Well, heaven and earth are still here, you know. He said, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or tittle. Well, we got heaven and earth. We need to be ready for his long journey when he returns, second Passover. Invisibly, like God came to Egypt. Nobody's going to see Christ. He comes as a thief. God came as a thief to Egypt. He stole their slaves, okay? And he came at night. Nobody saw God. And the same with Christ. Christ says in Revelation 3:3, if you don't watch, I'll come on you as a thief. Watching was done at Passover. But if we're watching in Luke 12:36, be ready when I come and knock, that that you open immediately. And blessed is that servant whose his Lord finds watching. He will gird himself, make him sit down to eat, and serve him. I don't know what that means fully, but I want to find out, and I believe next spring is the time to do it, at second Passover. And speaking of second Passover, it's based on counting from the new moon. When you see the thin crescent in the western sky, Exodus 12:2, God was talking to Moses, and he said, this is the beginning of the month, the first month of the year. And the word Kodesh, crescent moon, if you type it into Google Images, Kodesh, C-H-O-D-E-S-H, it's a crescent moon. And that's a thin crescent in the western sky after a night when you couldn't see anything is the key for when a new moon, new month is starting. And when 2 weeks later is when we keep Passover. But this will be second Passover in May, not in April for next year. I've looked at it on the calendar. NASA gives you when the new moon is and when and so on. And there's a night you can't see it, but May 5, Friday night, will be when we should keep second Passover, basically. And I just want to encourage you to watch and pray. Celebrate the communion, which is how Ellen White implies we should do it. She says, as Christ ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice. If we did the Lord's Supper in place of Passover, that's the Christian Passover. We don't have to kill lambs. Lambs are sacrifices are ended at the cross. Christ was the Lamb of God. We don't have to kill more. But the bread and wafer, unleavened bread, we need to eat unleavened bread 7 days as Israel did leaving Egypt. I'm not talking about crackers. Christ said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, meaning their doctrines, their teachings. And church leaders have leavened the teachings, so you don't need to do Passover. You know, it's Jewish. Well, that's what the papacy said. But we're siding with the papacy and getting rid of his appointed times, which were in a time for judgment. And judgment time is a future. It's not all fulfilled. The time of judgment of the living will fall at Passover time. Ellen White had a vision of an earthquake at Loma Linda, and she cited Zephaniah 1:8. In the day of the Lord's sacrifice, God will punish the king's children. Well, Adventists think we're the king's children, and so but they're going to get punished for hijacking her school, Ellen White's sent $5,000 to buy Loma Linda and to have a training program of natural remedies. And church leaders badly, sadly, madly took her school to teach pharmacology and be accredited by the AMA, when she said we shouldn't be tied to the educational policies of the world by so much as a thread. We wanted worldly credit. Just like Israel of old wanted to be like other nations, we did the same thing, no better, okay? And she says we're repeating Israel's history. Well, I got to get on with this, or I won't get this one finished in time. Let's see here. I've gone 15 minutes. Let's get reading. So, Christ last night was shows the end time events. He said, smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scattered. Daniel 12:7 shows a future scattering of the holy people. And the timing is tied with Matthew 24:49. The evil servant smites his fellow servants. Then shall the kingdom to be like 10 virgins. Well, the 10 virgins are like the man traveling to a far country. Those are provision for second Passover in Numbers 9, verse 10, 11. As a time of judgment. If a man took a long trip and couldn't get back, that's how he was to do it. Christ is the master who took the long journey, and his return must conform to his law in because till heaven and earth pass, it's still in effect, Matthew 5:18. The surprise is that all of his last six parables support this 9-11 timing. Each time he told the disciples they didn't know or understand, he gave examples like the days of Noah, and we already mentioned that. Then is the next parable, then shall two be in the field. Then means same time, time of Noah, second Passover, okay. So each of these has a timing clue. If you read between the lines, the word then means like Noah's flood. And Numbers 4, 5, and 6 all have the same provision as number 3 above. The good man, if he'd have known, would have watched, not suffered his house to be broken. But I like the King James because it only has one reference to good men in the Old Testament, and it's Proverbs 7, 19, and 20. The good man has gone on a long journey. He's taken a bag of money, won't be back to the Yom Kippur or full moon. Passover comes on a full moon, but long journey means second Passover in Numbers 9, verse 10 and 11. So all of these, as you're seeing there, then the evil servant smites his fellow servants. It's like the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins are like a far journey. All six of those fit second Passover specifically. And Ellen White says those annual feast days were designed to teach the people that at the time appointed, one would come to whom the ceremony pointed. And we're looking now for when the bridegroom comes, okay? And the wedding coming out of Egypt, God afflicted it at Passover time, and they went to Sinai where they made the covenant, which was the marriage. The covenant is in the marriage. Okay, or the marriage is in the covenant. The types that relate to the second advent must be fulfilled at the time pointed out in the symbolic service. Great Controversy, page 399, last line on the page. They are shadows of things to come. Not were shadows, but fulfilled at the cross. They are shadows. Passover was when God executed judgment in Exodus 12:12 on Egypt. And Christ also was Passover. Jerusalem in 70 AD, Titus came at Passover, and I'm confident that Loma Linda University will have an earthquake, as Ellen White cited, in citing Zephaniah 1:8, the day of the Lord's sacrifice, God will punish the king's children. It helps us if we understand that Ellen White sent $5,000 for a deposit to buy Loma Linda for training laymen, and yet they hijacked her school. I mentioned that already. And that's, if you want to read her reference on the earthquake, buildings great and small were falling to the ground. That's 9 Testimony, page 92 and 93. She said it seemed the judgment day had come. I believe it's judgment of the living. And the leaders, here's my concern. She says in 5 Testimony, page 211, it's about the seal of God, that the leaders to whom God had given great light and who had stood as guardians to the spiritual interests of the people had betrayed their trust. They say the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. He's too merciful to visit his people in judgment. Thus, peace and safety is the cry, and these dumb dogs, that's a strong language from Ellen White, that would not bark are the ones who feel the just vengeance of an offended God. She saw that they were killed in the events that followed because they didn't warn people. God says in Ezekiel 33, verse 6, that if you're a watchman and you see a sword coming, you should warn or their blood is on your hands. And pastors need to see this. They're supposed to be the watchman, and they should give the warning, okay? And my point is that if the key to higher destiny for us is to give a warning and then live it, okay, with getting out of the cities, we can rent. If I, you know, personally, I'd say for pastors, have your wife rent the apartment in her maiden name where you move. Ellen White says, houses and lands will be of no use to the saints in the time of trouble. That's Early Writings, page 56. We need to see that Elijah moved around a lot. He didn't have a house that he stayed in. Yeah, he was mobile. I think mobility and is helpful for end times when we don't want to be pinned down to a spot where they're going to come and get us. A confirmatory sign for next year is Gabriel's chazon, or vision of a ram and goat conflict at the time of the end, it says in Daniel 8:17. The ram's horns are kings of Media and Persia in verse 20. Those areas are Iraq and Iran, and we've done Iraq already, so it's half fulfilled. The day of the Lord comes when nations gather against Jerusalem. Half the city goes into captivity, but Ellen White said that Jerusalem is a representation of what the church will be. So when we see Jerusalem being taken, hey, that's about us. And give the alarm. Time of judgment is impending. Okay, that's Eight Testimonies, page 67, where she said that it's that. President Erdogan of Turkey has asked for Muslims to siege Jerusalem. And the Muslims will rejoice in their mosque that has an inscription, Allah has no son. When suddenly, the biggest earthquake that's ever hit this planet will erupt with Jerusalem as the epicenter, and they will get out of there. But that earthquake initiates the end time day of the Lord. In Isaiah 2:12, it's day of the Lord, and verse 21 says God will shake terribly the earth. And I can guarantee you the San Andreas Fault with L.A. and Hollywood and Loma Linda with its seven hospitals, which weren't needed, monuments to our failure to have taught the health message so people didn't need hospitals, is coming, okay? The day of the Lord is the extension of the night of the Lord in Exodus 12:42. The night of the Lord comes as the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, as God did in Egypt when God was invisible, and we're saying Christ also comes as a thief. I mentioned that earlier. So we should watch. Watch is protective. In Exodus 12:10, they ate the Passover lamb and left nothing till morning. They were awake that night on the eve of Passover and praying that God would pass over them. Okay. We can do that too. We should do that. And Christ asked his disciples to do it on the eve of Passover. It's just that they went to sleep and then they lost their opportunity to witness and share for Christ. They could have defended him that he is not going to destroy their temple. He was talking about his body temple. Come out Sunday morning, you'll see. And if witnesses had seen, if they had said that and had faith and been with him, witnesses could have prevented the Jews from lying. And Pentecost could have been the whole nation in repentance, receiving power, and it would be a much better world today. But it didn't happen that way. Well, let's do Passover as the Lord's Supper, as Ellen White says. As he, Christ, ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice. We can do that at second Passover, and then watch and pray and be ready for what's coming, because I believe, let's see what time it is. Oh, I'm over. I'm running out of time. You got to get my stuff. Okay, go to my website, thebridegroomcomes.wordpress.com. Read the first article, and at the bottom you can get some materials for only $2.99. $2.99 is just a bag of popcorn. Okay, but this corn will pop. So please get it and click the link there. We can all afford $2.99, even people overseas. But if you can't, send me a email, and I will. My email's on the website too. That's thebridegroomcomes.wordpress.com. The Bridegroom Comes is Matthew 25, verse 6. A midnight cry. We need to give that midnight cry. The Bridegroom Comes. Thank you. God bless you. We'll see you again at the top. Hold on. I got to shut this off.